From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Several Capital Region supermarkets and big box stores are limiting sales on beef, pork, and poultry due to supply chain disruptions and slowdowns in major Midwest slaughterhouses. ShopRite is limiting purchases of beef, ground beef, pork, and chicken to 2 per customer. Price Chopper is limiting sales of advertised specials. Hannaport has not limited sales, but has not ruled out doing so in the future. Company spokesman Eric Blom said, and I quote, "This is a dynamic situation and we are constantly evaluating buying habits to determine which items require purchase limits," end quote. At Walmart, a company spokeswoman said, and I quote, "Meat continues to be in high demand," end quote, "but there are no purchase limits currently in place." BJ's in Colony was limiting purchase to 1 per customer, and the store was out of ground beef and boneless pork early on May 6, but those supplies would likely be replenished with the next shipment. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Diane Rutherford is reporting for WWNY-TV. State Teachers Union and other education advocates are expressing concern following Governor Andrew Cuomo's announcement May 5th that the state is collaborating with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to reimagine public education in New York. Cuomo said as plans are developed to reopen K-12 schools and colleges, the state and the Gates Foundation will consider what education should look like in the future with technology as part of the plan. A group of as-yet undesignated individuals will discuss how technology can meet the educational needs of students with disabilities, how the state can provide educators with more tools to use technology, and ways the state can use classroom technology to recreate larger class or lecture hall environments in different locations. The education advocacy group Alliance for Quality Education said the plan, and I quote, "could be a threat to public schools as we know them," end quote. Jasmine Gripper, Alliance for Quality Education Executive Director, said, and I quote, "both the Gates Foundation and Andrew Cuomo have a history of pushing privatization and agendas that have the potential to destroy public schools. This collaboration raises a red flag and real questions about what shape," and I quote, "reimagined," end quote, "public schools will take post-pandemic and whether they will be recognizable as public schools at all," end quote. Read the full story at WWNYTIB.com. Hudson Arts Emergency Program May 6 announced it has awarded stipends to 4 artists in the program's first round of emergency funding. Kat Tice, Spencer Bambrick, and Sam Meyerson, and Timothy McDowell will each receive a $500 stipend from the program, a community-funded project created to support individual artists for work that speaks to life in Hudson during the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown. Kat Tice will work on a chapbook of poetry about life in Hudson during lockdown. Spencer Bambrick will create an interactive audio-visual installation incorporating community participation. Timothy McDowell will document life in the city during the shutdown through still photography and video. Sam Meyerson will paint a wall mural on the side of the Time and Space Limited building facing Long Alley. Emergency Cultural Task Force member Linda Mussman is TSL co-director. The Hudson-based nonprofit will contribute additional funds for Meyerson's project in the form of a matching grant. A total of 9 applications for funding have been received, and $10,000 has been raised so far. The program will be administered through the Hudson Development Corporation, a 501(c)(3) organization. The Hudson Arts Emergency Program takes its inspiration from the mid-1930s Works Progress Administration, a New Deal agency established in the wake of the Great Depression. And you can read more at reimaginehudson.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.